Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Good evening and welcome to Spirit Talk Radio. I'm so excited to be up and running and broadcasting this beautiful evening. I'm out here in sunny California and it's still sunny outside. So it's hard for me to decide whether to stay out here or go outside and play, but I'm glad to be here with one of my new playmates. I have my guest tonight is the fabulous Nancy Deutsch. Now, Nancy, I would introduce you. I'm looking at all the fabulous things you do. I'm like, how do I introduce Nancy? Because let's see, you are a certified intuitive engineer coach. You're also an intuitive. You're a therapist. You're a healer. Oh my gosh, what do you not do? You are a woman of all trades.
Thank you.
I'm so excited to have you here, you know, for many reasons. I think your process is so amazing. And when I first met you, you talked about connecting people to their deep soul purpose through your process of soul journey. I wanted to start off with that, if you don't mind, because I feel like today's communities are so like fractured and frightened and afraid, and I couldn't think of a more beautiful way to kind of start the conversation around what you do, and then I have some other questions for you. So explain to people, or introduce yourself and explain to people a little bit about your process through the soul journey, if you don't mind.
Sure. Well, first I want to share, yes, I am a licensed clinical social worker and a certified hypnotherapist. So with the soul journey, what I'm actually doing is taking people on a hypnotic journey to meet their soul. You can ask your soul 10 questions. Sometimes people go to what is called the Akashic Records. So it depends. I've had people actually go to a realm where they connected with their soul. I've had people connect with their Akashic records. I've had people go to past lives. I've had, you know, like all different journeys depending on what your soul wants you to know or for you to understand during the journey. It's usually pretty profound.
I love that. You know, we just talked about the Akashic Records last week in Paranormal Fridays. And one of the things that came up was this whole process of really understanding, you know, what your purpose is so that, you know, you can get more clarity by like tapping into your soul's library. And what I love about what you said was like, I get to talk to my soul. And I guess for some people that'd be weird, but no, man, if you could just sit down with yourself, right?
The other thing that's really amazing is to understand why you're here, your purpose, your mission, what are your soul lessons, and also what are your soul contracts? So we have a soul contract with basically ourselves and God. And we also have soul contracts with other people in our lives. So the people that we're in relationship, the families, we create, you know, we made contracts with those people before we came in. We made contracts with children, with parents, with really close friends, and people that you've worked with, clients. I mean, it's really powerful to understand your soul contracts as well.
So that's profound. You know, when you think about it, it's almost like you're in the boardroom of the Divine Father, and you're there with all the people that you're going to be in partnership in this life, and you make your plan right? This is what it's going to look like. Yes. These are things we're going to do. Yes. We're going to get married. It's not going to work out so much because, you know, blah, blah, blah. You make that whole plan. And then we come into human body and we forget absolutely everything. And then we're just crazy, right?
I know, right? The veil of illusion. The veil of forgetting.
Right. And so I love that because now you are talking about revealing to yourself what your true purpose is, which could really help
yes.
you break through fear and doubt and feelings that you're inadequate, all the things we run into when we're about to do some of that greatness in our life and talk
yes.
ourselves out of it. So I
yes.
think that in today's world, the way things are right now, where everybody is looking, you know, I have this image I paint for myself where everybody in our society is standing over that cliff looking down and thinking about, should I take that leap or should I just stay where I'm at? And what keeps us from leaping is all this stuff you're talking about, right?
Exactly. And also, besides the soul journey, I have a process called the soul clearing.
Ooh.
And the soul clearing, yeah, the soul clearing process is a process where you, we're clearing energy from this lifetime, from all your lifetimes, from the energy of your ancestors. We're clearing it around a certain issue or a certain belief, and we're clearing it from 37 different chakra energy points, from many layers of your auric field, and from emotions and beliefs from lifetimes on this planet and others. And so it's really clearing the energies on a soul level. So I have that process also that helps people to do clearing on many levels.
I feel what really, I guess, is really fascinating to me is that you've gone through your experience as a practitioner through the years, and you also have gone through this experience of being kind of a normie, so to speak, in a clinical sense of releasing. So it's like the therapeutic side. And
yeah.
It feels like you've pulled that all together to
yeah.
kind of breach the two and give like this full soul healing, fulfilling process. I think it's absolutely amazing. I really
yeah.
do. I hope people are able to see that. How long does it take? Is that, I can't imagine this is like a ICU one time and then we have a session and bing, light goes off and I'm ready to go.
Right,
This is a journey,
and,
yes.
And also, when I'm working with people, I am working, I'm combining my counseling, coaching, and intuitive abilities to really help people transform their lives, their businesses, their intuition, their income, and their impact. So, yes, it is a process. I'm not going to tell you that things can't happen magically or miraculously, because that is possible too. But most of us are in a journey. And we're in a journey of awakening, of clearing
yeah.
the energies that keep us from really connecting more deeply to who we are. And so depending on the person, usually I get guided. I do something called an intuitive breakthrough session, which is really helping people understand. We talk about your vision and your goals, and then we talk about what might block you from achieving them. And I also scan your energy field. So that is something that I will be offering to your listeners, specifically because they are your listeners and they're listening to this. It's something very special. I do have a limited number of spaces, but I am offering that. And then what I do is I get a sense of how long someone needs to be in that process. And it's really uncovering, clearing, and moving to more of the truth of who you are.
So Nancy, why do I need to do that? You know, why would it benefit me, especially in today's world with the craziness going on? What's the benefit of that? That's a loaded question, right?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing. Most of us have fear. Maybe you feel stuck. Maybe you're feeling frustrated. Maybe you want to move forward in your mission and you don't know how. Or maybe you know that you need clearing. There's certain energies. Maybe you're not speaking your truth. Maybe you're not allowing yourself to show up visibly and be more impactful. So there's many different issues that somebody may have as a coach, a healer, a therapist. And I'm the person that will help you come in and clear those blocks. If your listeners can imagine, and this is one of my favorite things for helping people to imagine, that we are pipelines to and from the divine. And when we're connected, fully connected, we are a clear pipeline. We're allowing the energy of our divine, our intuition, and we're expressing ourselves as our soul, embodying ourselves, because that's what I believe we're moving towards. And when there's any kind of blockage, limiting beliefs and emotions, it's like these big hairballs in your pipeline.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
my clients have called me Spiritual Drano.
Oh, wow.
So I'm here to help clear those
claws. Well, you said the magic word for me, and you talk about intuition. And I believe that we all have access to intuition. A lot of times we don't activate it because we're too caught up in the programming and all the stuff that we've got on society. And,
right.
And you have
those clogs.
Yeah,
those are the clogs.
Yep, those are the clogs. Get that Drano, girl. But intuition advantage. What is the intuition advantage?
So the intuition advantage, I will be coming out with a book later
Ooh.
This year. And the intuition advantage is my signature 5-step process. And there are 5 steps to the intuition advantage. And what it does, it's really here to help you connect more deeply to your intuition so that you are guided by your intuition to take the steps you need to take to manifest the life you desire, to manifest your mission, all of those pieces. And that's your intuition. Our intuition is constantly guiding us every step, every moment. But a lot of times we're too blocked, or we're not allowing it, or we're not trusting. Do you know how many times I have had clients say, I really want to connect with my intuition. Like, let's talk about Dara. Dara was somebody who came to me and she said, I really want to connect more to my intuition. I know that I'm getting information, but I'm not trusting it, or I'm not acting on it. And so what Dara and I ended up doing was I helped her clear the energy that kept her from really hearing, feeling, knowing, and then acting on her intuition, and kept her from having trust in her intuition to take the actions. And so all of those pieces, so Dara, as we worked together, she just started opening to her intuition. And I agree with you, Angel. Everybody has intuition. We are all intuitive. But a lot of times, because of our upbringing and because of our clogs, we shut it down.
And, you know, for me, you know, as a spiritual worker, you know, we have this this process of, you meditate, you ground, you get into a space, because you're not just working for yourself, you're working for other people. And so a lot of people don't believe that they have access to this because they're like, well, I don't know how to meditate, I don't know how to do this, because they see us doing these wonderful, magical things. So like, you know, intuition, you know, a lot of people say it's this, that gut feeling. And for some people, they say it's the ability to see. What for you, what is, how do you describe intuition?
Okay, so I would describe that our intuition. Intuition is the ability to see, hear, feel, know beyond our physical senses. And it's not just the gut feeling. Gut feelings are powerful and they're really important. I work with my gut feelings all the time. But the gut is only part of it. I mean, when you have a knowing, the ahas. Have you ever had the aha?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Especially in the shower, right? Driving.
Yes. Driving when you're like,
it's when you're not thinking about it.
That's right.
Yes, exactly. That's claircognizance. That's the knowing. And then there's the gut feeling is clairsentient. And another way that that comes through is the chills, the God bumps. It's actually really funny because when I'm working with clients and now I'm doing Zoom appointments, and you can see, like, I kind of, like, it's like this energy is going down my back and I start making these funny movements. And but it's that energy, or I'm getting the chills. And
okay.
I'm getting the confirmation that what I said or what somebody else said is true. And then, of course, there's clairvoyance. And clairvoyance is when you have the visions and prophecy, and you may have it in your dreams. Some people are prophetic in their dreams. That's all clairvoyance. And then there's the clairaudience, people that can hear and hear spirit. And there's also clairgustance, which is smelling. I actually have the major clairs. I see, feel, hear, and know. Those, I'm very grateful. I mean, I can say that I sometimes smell, energy like roses from Mother Mary.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
most
yeah, yeah.
of the time, intuition comes in through the hearing, feeling, knowing, and seeing. So when I'm working with somebody, the intuition will come in through any of those senses.
That's just really great. I love that you took us through, you know, the clairs, because it's all a part of, you know, how you put it all together. You talk about you can smell it. The smells are powerful for me, and I love it, because if you're having, like, how can I say it, when you're engaged with someone from like a lost loved one, my mom taps into
yeah.
me during the holidays and I can smell her cooking.
Uh-huh. And, yeah.
And I'm like,
definitely.
Oh man. And that's how they send their love through
yes.
for me. And
yes.
but, you know, getting messages like that for people, I guess would be powerful too. If you said I smell peach cobbler, does that mean anything to you? I would know that you're getting a message from my mom.
Right. Exactly.
And that's so beautiful. And then I'm hungry now. And it's like intuitive information, intuitive messages. So you talked about how you have the major clairs. So when you work with people, how does it come to you? So how do messages and information come to you?
Well, when I'm working with somebody, I am open. I am really allowing the information from spirit to come through. So sometimes I'll get a vision and I'll start, or I'll get a knowing. And sometimes I'm hearing their relatives. Sometimes I'm hearing angels.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes it's a combination. Yeah. I'm very connected with the angels. No wonder I love you, Angel.
Oh, yes. I love the angels, too. The angel
yeah,
energy.
Yeah, angels. I'm very
so
connected
powerful,
with the ascended
yeah.
masters as
yes,
well.
Yes.
And so So I'm very connected with many different beings. And so those beings, when I'm working with an individual, I will have somebody will, like a being will come through very often. I'll be working with somebody and Mother Mary will come in. And I'll sometimes they're really connected to Mother Mary, and sometimes they're just opening to Mother Mary, like they haven't really, but Mother Mary's really letting them know, I'm here. You can call on me.
So, Nancy, do you find that there are circumstances, I don't mean to interrupt you, but are there specific circumstances when Mother Mary will come through for people that are in specific situations or specific, does she come in for a specific reason?
Very often, Mother Mary comes through when we're working, when you're needing nurturing and mothering.
Mm-hmm.
I do inner child work. Part of the work that I do is connecting with the child part. That's part of the way that I help people to heal. And sometimes what Mother Mary will come in to let the person know, I'm here, you can call on me. I'm also here for that child inside of you.
I love it. My goodness. That's powerful.
Yes, very so nurturing. And she's mother. She's the mother.
She is.
Part of the divine mother. You know, and then like Kuan Yin might come in when somebody really needs to have compassion for themselves.
Another
part of the Divine Mother energy. So, again, it all depends on what you need. And then, you know, very often I'll be working with somebody and their guardian angel comes in or Archangel Michael. I'm very connected with Archangel Michael, Archangel Raphael, Archangel Gabriel, you know, so like really connected with a lot of the archangels. And then one time I was working with somebody and Susie, I was working with Susie and I was like, all of a sudden I'm like, do you know that you have a fairy godmother?
I want a fairy godmother.
And I was really cool. Her fairy godmother.
That is fabulous.
Very cool.
Don't they come to you in the energy that you draw? It's like I have a fabulous friend of mine is really into the goddess and the earth, and she sees fairies and talks to fairies the way I see and talk to the angels.
So I am connected with the fairies too.
Fairies? Well, it's funny. So she declares that it's just really fairies. It's not angels. So she talks fairies. It's fairies, fairies, be quiet, angel. It's fairies. Accept it. It's not angels, it's fairies, because this is the world she lives in. And she did this reading, and she was having this powerful session with this woman and moving stuff through her, and Archangel Michael came through, and she was like, that's Archangel Michael, like that's who it is. And I talked to her about it, like, because that's who that woman needed to hear from, even though this was like Archangel Michael came through the fairies for her and said, I'm here to help you with this. And so when you're open to allow, you can feel as a practitioner, you see and feel and you do what's needed, right?
Definitely. And I have had clients where I'm like, oh, the fairies are coming in. They're working on you. We're working on you. They're working on your end. So I also work with the fairies as well, too. What happens when I'm working with somebody is I'm totally open to whatever, like, their spirit, their soul needs in order for the healing to happen.
Well said. And if you're open to it, you know, Isis will come through. It's what they need.
Have had that too.
I saw her too. I saw. Oh my goodness. I'm having too much fun. I'm supposed to be interviewing you. So,
hey, sweetie, you can never have too much fun. Having fun is a good thing.
Thank you. I'm going to go back to having more fun. So, you know, I'm looking here. You talk about the three C's of intuition. What are the three C's of intuition?
So the three C's are part of the intuition advantage process. And it's the first three C's, and it's hearing, connection, and communication. So the first C is all about clearing your energy. It's clearing your energy, and it's what I talked about, clearing the energy of all those limiting beliefs and the emotions that are clogging your pipeline.
Oh, yeah.
And what happens is are those energies are in your energy field, they're in your chakras, and they're also part of the subconscious mind. So I'll do my quick Psych 101 that I share with people. Our conscious mind is me talking to you and you talking to me and your listeners who's ever listening. Thank you for joining us and listening. Because the conscious mind made a decision, I'm going to choose to listen or tune in or speak or whatever. And our conscious mind is very empowering, and it's really important because we make decisions from the conscious mind. However, most of our decisions are coming from our subconscious mind. It's they've actually had stats that 95% of our behavior and thoughts and habits are from the subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind is that part that from the moment you were conceived to present time, every moment has been recorded. And that also includes past lives and ancestral energies, and all of that energy is in the subconscious mind. And in order for you to really tap into more deeply to your intuition or become more of who you really are, you need to clear your energy, clear the energy of the limiting beliefs that you are not necessarily aware of, and the emotions you may not be aware of because they're in that subconscious mind part of us. And so the clearing is the first step and the first C. It's huge,
okay.
It's crucial, and it's so important. The next C is connection. And connection is making that deeper connection to who we really are. And so I work with people helping them more deeply connect with, like, it's connecting with what I call your higher self. And the way that I define the higher self is that part of you that is closer to your soul. It's the intermediary between your personality self and your soul. And it's unconditionally wise and unconditionally loving. When I work with people, I help you connect with that part to help you be able to call upon it. And then, of course, you have the soul, which is that core energy essence of who you are. So connecting more deeply to who you are gives you a sense of confidence and clarity and ability to keep moving forward in your mission and making your dreams come true. Because when you're working on the energy of the spiritual energy, that's when things happen. And that's connecting. And then the final C is, in the three C's, is communication. And that's about being able to really hear, feel, sense, know the intuition that's coming through. The universe is constantly talking and giving us messages and signs. Have you ever had the license plate sign where you get the messages on the license plate or the number?
Yes.
Yeah. That's another
way, like,
the communications can come
I
through.
I love that. You know,
or the billboards.
The billboards
is my
favorite.
I used to go into Manhattan and see the big billboards. Oh, this spirit giving me a message. Right in Times Square.
Billboards, What was the one the other day for me was a tanker truck with some message on it that was driving by. So crazy when you kind of are aware and I think that you have that connection between this beautiful spiritual process and this therapeutic process that makes it even deeper as I listen to you, because you speak both languages, so to speak. You really are.
Yes, exactly.
Dealing with the mind, because our minds are a mess sometimes. We got lots of stuff flying around in there.
I know.
That's part of that, part of those clogs in the drain, right?
Right, and I feel very grateful to have been a therapist for over 30 years so that I can see things on a very psychological level and a spiritual level and be able to combine all of it into one and be able to bring that out to help someone to really transform their lives.
Nancy, how did you make that transition? Was it something that you always did or always wanted to do, or was there a point where you're doing the kind of more clinical therapeutic work and then opened up and became and pulled in the beautiful spiritual? How did you make that blend?
Well, I will tell. Okay, so I'll share my story. I was a social worker and loved. I just knew from a young age that I wanted to make a difference and help people. And I actually discovered in my 30s that I had trauma, a deep trauma from early childhood sexual abuse. And once I discovered that trauma, it put me on a whole nother level of going deeper into my own healing to be able to heal, because I have seen what happens when you don't heal your trauma. It creates that energy of feeling stuck and not being able to move forward. And so what happened was, I went on a deep dive and really had like an awakening where I went into a trauma program and learned more deeply how to work with people who have trauma and also healing my own trauma. And then what happened was at the same time, I was continuing to do all kinds of professional trainings and I was continuing to do all kinds of spiritual trainings. And so through the years, I started growing and healing on both of those levels, spiritually and professionally, and continued for many years, I was a social worker in jobs that I did not like. I tolerated the jobs. And then I was let go, budget cuts, and at some point, I was being guided. Spirit really showed me that they wanted me to start my own practice. And I am grateful to say that I had been in private practice, have been successful in a private practice for over 15 years as a clinical social worker. And then what happened was I was also starting to move into new ways and combine my intuitive gifts and my coaching gifts. And now it's exciting because I'm opening and doing more of all the different, combining all the three different gifts that I have so that I transform people's lives.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And it's so many people from kind of these more more broader professions are being called to what we call kind of the light workers, the healers. And I think it's beautiful because you have like the higher education, you have tools beyond just sitting with people and healing them. Like you have the ability to, like you talk about, digging down and solving the trauma. That's absolutely fantastic. God bless you. I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine being able to go in and dig into all the aspects of the mind from that area, and then also going through the healing. When you first started making a difference with clients, how did you feel like that? This is what there is for me to do. Was it almost immediate for you?
Well, first I will tell you how trauma, and most of the time, like I've had clients come to me, and they haven't even realized that they've had trauma.
Yeah, I can imagine, yeah.
And sometimes you don't even know that you've had trauma, and the trauma will affect you from moving forward in your life. It'll affect you on ways you can't even imagine, and it's really important to heal the trauma. And it really is something that it's bringing it all together is something that Spirit has really wanted me to do, and that's what I'm doing, and I am very grateful that I can do it. So
awesome.
Healing the trauma is so important. It's crucial. A lot of times people don't understand why am I not moving forward, or a lot of things like, why do I keep repeating the same pattern again and again and again? I can't even begin to tell you how many times I have heard this in my practice. And you have the pattern in your go, and it's in your subconscious mind, and you go, I don't understand. I'll give you an example. I know there are foods that I shouldn't be eating, but I can't help it. I just eat it, and then I get upset, and then I'm mad at myself. It's one of my common ones that I work with people on.
That would never happen to me. Yeah, right.
Well, it's one of the most common ones of all.
And then
what happens is that there's a subconscious reason that you are continuing the pattern. And what I do is help you get at the cause. Because if you don't get at the cause of the pattern, it will continue to exist and persist.
Wow. And
yeah.
So it's like you have, we call them limiting beliefs, we call them programming, we call them patterns, all the things that are getting in the way of us being the best us we can possibly be. And we talk about all the parts of our metaphysical self, from your chakras, you got all these pieces. And then everybody talks about the higher self and the soul. So I was hoping you could talk about, for you, what is the higher self? How can that connection help us? And then how you define our soul? So two questions.
Okay, so the higher self, again, I define it as, it's the part of you, and everyone has a higher self. We all have a higher self. So every listener, you have a higher self. And it is the part of you that is the intermediary between your personality self and your soul. And it is unique to you, this wise, unconditionally loving part. Excuse me. And it's unconditionally loving, and it's here for the asking. Anybody can call upon their higher self to help them, guide them. And in fact, what I do with clients, I just have to take a drink of water and clear my throat. And what I do when I work with clients is I help you connect with your higher self. And then what happens is what I really feel is so important is our intuition can guide us to our best decisions, bottom line. And you, all of us need to start making those decisions from your intuition, and your higher self can guide you. And what I do is I take clients on a journey to meet their higher self, them get the answers to the questions. help them understand what is the best decision and path for them. So the higher self is a really important part of yourself that everyone has access to. Then our soul, we all have souls, and our soul is that core energy of who we are. It's the energy that makes up who we are. Our soul has gifts and resources, and we all, like certain souls, have certain energies and resources different than other souls. Like some souls are more leaders, and they're here to lead, and other souls are more achievers, and they want is knowledge. And then there's another type of soul that they're feelers, and they're very sensitive, and they may not be able to really be around crowds, or, you know, total empaths, and that's another way that intuition comes through. So each soul, each of us as souls, we have our gifts, and it's understanding what our gifts are, what our qualities are, so that we can develop those gifts and qualities and become more of who we're meant to be. I really believe that we are here on this planet to embody our soul, and our higher self is that embodiment, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does. So the higher self is, and the soul connect. When they connect deeply, is that when the magic happens?
Well, I will tell you, I love magic and miracles. That makes life really fun and exciting.
Oh, yes.
And
oh,
magic,
yes.
And miracles happen, yes, when we are connected to our higher self, our soul. And you know that you're connected when you feel peaceful, or when you're feeling a lot of love or joy, or you're having fun. Like, we're connecting right now, soul to soul. We're having fun.
Yes, we are having a good time, and it feels a certain way. And you can feel that. Like, the first time I talked to you, I think we felt that. You can feel that. You meet somebody at the coffee shops, run into somebody on the beach, and then you just feel like, oh, God, this is such a warm, fun experience. Is that the soul to soul connection when you run into people?
Yes, totally. Ugh. Totally. Like you feel that energy, and like I remember when you and I first met, and I felt this energy of like I've known you lifetimes.
Yes, and, right.
You know, we haven't known each other that long, but we've reconnected in this lifetime.
You have, you know, can you misunderstand that sometimes too? I always wonder, especially when we're young, we're out there on the hunt, so to speak, and you find that warm connection, and you might mistake it for romance, and it's not.
Right. Oh, yes. That can definitely happen. That's when the ego, when your subconscious mind gets in the way. And when I work with people, sometimes there's something called an addictive energy, and you can have something actually called a love addiction. And so you think, oh my God, this person is it. And yet they're really not, and they're not good for you. I've had that experience too. So I understand.
And
here's the thing. You know, yes. I believe that, like I said, before we come in, we meet different people. And so this person you may know on a soul level, but that doesn't mean they're your partner. Doesn't mean that they're your forever. It may be that they're your teacher and you're like, oh my God, why did I have to learn this lesson? But
yes, that sentence. I need a T-shirt that says that. You know, oh my God, not this lesson again. but you know,
right.
There's the life love, whatever. You know, it seems like every 10 years we have a new phrase to call, and the twin flame, the soulmate. That you know, there's the life love. This person, and then there's sometimes we're just supposed to have a good time. We have to learn to be in relationships before we get in the relationship. There's nothing wrong with learning how to be in a relationship. It doesn't always have to be a big, powerful message, does it? Sometimes we just connect with people and have a good time for a minute,
That may be the contract that you had.
Maybe the contract is
that you're playmates or you just had fun or you need this. And you know what's really interesting is that sometimes you can meet somebody for a moment, for a night, and never see them again, and yet they have a piece or they have something, a gift that they were meant to give you, and you planned that before you came in, and serendipity happened and you met them and you made that connection, and then that was it.
I have to tell you, it tickles me to say this, but do you ever have moments where you going through this process and realizing that this is all the stuff that we agreed to do, and then you went through the thing like, how in the world did I agree to do that? But it's right.
I know, right?
But it's still part of the lesson, isn't it? It's still part of the story.
It's part of your soul lessons. And here's the thing, what's so fascinating is, you know, our egos are like, I don't want this. I don't want this. But our soul's like, oh yeah, you're gonna get it.
Yes,
you have to get this lesson. But you're gonna get it. And if you don't get it in this lifetime, you'll come back next time and still have to get it.
You know, I have memories, you know, just as my human memories of things that I've been through. Like everybody has, you know, the stories that they've been through, and there's a few of them, you know, that I look at them and like, when I lived that situation, it was hard and it was painful and it was just so difficult to get through. And now I'm on the other side, I'm over here, and it's part of who I am. I wouldn't wipe that experience out of my story because of the impact it had on me. Though, boy, it was uncomfortable going through it.
Exactly.
And I think
that's the point, Angel. Well said. And that's really like what it's all about. And that's, you know, when we're going through hard times, and here's the thing. I mean, even as a world, look at what we're going through. It's, you know, it may be freaking people out, and it's hard. Because I do feel like we're birthing a new world. And, we're basically in childbirth of this new world.
You said a mouthful. You said a mouthful with that one. That is the best way I've heard it put in this going through this whole thing. We are rebirthing. That's exactly what we're doing.
It just came to me.
That's exactly – I'm glad that we got it on record because that's exactly what's happening. As if you look at we're reliving some of the things that have happened multiple times in the past. We're going through all this crazy stuff, and we're evolving. We are literally evolving right in front of each other. And it's uncomfortable. I like to point to the butterfly because the little caterpillar goes into the cocoon, and then it crawls out of the cocoon, and it's all wet and crinkly, and it looks like it's in pain. It looks painful, and then it sits and it dries, and it becomes this beautiful butterfly.
I never knew that much of the process of metamorphosis. That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you, but that's if you're patient, like the butterfly. When you watch the nature programs, they'll sit on the branch for hours, letting their new wings evolve and open and dry. If you have the patience to evolve, and, you know, you talk about communicating with your soul, which I need to understand that, you know, I imagine if I can communicate with my soul, that I can walk better down the path. I can control the metamorphosis more, right? If I can just have this communication.
Yes.
How can I do that? How do I communicate with my soul?
Well, I did want to share with your listeners that I do have a group called Healing Your Heart and Soul. And it's a group that meets on the second Tuesday of the month and the fourth Thursday. So using my intuitive gifts, we do meditation, we do group messages and question and answers, and then prayer. So that is something that if your listeners are also interested, and it's really helping, you know, in the meditations, what we're doing, we meaning me, and I'm the vehicle, and Spirit is doing the healing, and just really helping people to open more to who they really are, and clearing the old energies. So connecting with your soul is, again, it's about making, clearing your energy that keeps you from being more of your soul, which is like our ego stuff. You know, so often we're any fear, anger, grief, guilt, shame, all of those energies are from the ego. And here's the thing, like with grief, I feel like you need to be in the process and allow it, like you need to allow it, but you don't have to get stuck in it. You want to move through it. And also letting go of the fears, you know, that fear, false evidence appearing real.
Yes.
It's really working on letting go of all that old energy. And so the group, it was a download that I got at the end of the year, and Spirit really wanted me to start this group to help bring community together and to help people come together and bond. It is on Zoom, so it doesn't matter where you are in the world, you can join, and it's really something that I was very divinely guided to do. And
I love
help
that.
Heal souls.
Because you have to heal the souls so the souls can ignite and get out there and help us move to the this new space that we're going into. And through the process, I assume I get to know things. You know, you use your gifts. If there's messages and there's, you know, I'm assuming that this is a powerful experience, taking us through this healing of the soul.
To me, there is nothing more important, because when you're working on the soul level, that is the level of the deeper part of us. It, the soul and our source self, our God, goddess self, working on those levels is profound, and that's where profound healing, profound manifestation unfolds.
It's beautiful, man, and I think when I see it, when I close my eyes and think about it, it's really the circle of people coming together and wanting to not just heal, but to heal the community. So it's like there's this double blessing, because you get blessed when you give of your energy, God gives back to you. And I think it's amazing.
Yeah, and I love ending in prayer, because to me that prayer is so important. And we need prayers. This world needs prayers. And so it feels like such a blessing to bring this community of people together so that we can pray and help transform this world.
That's beautiful. I will link all this information. You can go to the New Age Guild on social media, and New Age Spirit Radio will be on the website. But I want to give you a few minutes here to repeat your group. But you also have an offering. And, you know, we broadcast live, and then we also drop into iHeartRadio and to Apple Music and Spotify. Yeah, Spotify. So
I have my own radio show and podcast. It's live on Tuesdays at 11 a.m., but you can hear the podcast on iHeartRadio, on Spotify, Pandora, and Apple, and there's other podcast sites. And basically a lot of what I'm doing is I'm teaching a lot of the things as a therapist, as a social worker. I talk about intuition. So I'm weaving it all together, But a lot of it has to do with understanding your subconscious mind and how to make the shift so that you can start manifesting and creating and doing those things. So, yes, that's thank you for mentioning that as well.
And so
I'll share with you my intuitive breakthrough session.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm offering your listeners again my intuitive breakthrough session, which it's a 30-minute complimentary session. And during the session, we'll go over what your vision and your goals are, what would block you from achieving them. And I also can scan your energy field and tell you where the blocks are, and then talk about the steps that you need to take in order to heal and clear those energy blocks.
So did you just say it was complimentary?
Yes.
That's what I just thought I heard, that you said it was complimentary. So anybody that would be interested in taking advantage of this session, they should book that with you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to link that on our social media right now. Put the link on there that says if you listen to the show, that they can come and grab this. But it says here that there are limited numbers of the
right
sessions.
Yeah, I have
so
a limited number of slots that I
come,
do every week. So, yeah.
First come, first serve. So if you're interested, drop over and visit us. We're here at the Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I will drop it there as part of our radio follow-up, but first come, first serve. You won't know what that link is if you didn't listen to the show. You're like, what's that link? It's just there. So why did they put that link there? But for those of you who are listening and you're interested in taking advantage of this process, I will tell you, I've been doing this for quite a while, and I've talked to a lot of people. And this connecting to your soul message and really, you know, I'm a big fan of getting in touch with your purpose. And when you're living life on purpose, you're in the most joyous, peaceful space that you can be in the world. It's like you're in that, your life is an aha moment. So I encourage you to reach out to Nancy and take advantage of her offering, because, you know, today might be the day that you're about to learn why you've been put on the planet. As that, my friends, would be absolutely amazing, wouldn't it, Nancy? To get the unveil.
Definitely.
Somebody
and
hands
also,
you a... Go ahead.
Yeah, put the link for the group as well.
Yes, I'll put both of them on there for you. So
okay, great. Thank
this
you.
This was a lot of fun. I can't wait to drag you back on. Next time we'll let you talk to some people, because you do have some people that showed up and we're running out of time. So we're going to let you talk to some people. This was your first time, and I wanted to get to know you, and I hope that everybody enjoyed this most amazing practitioner. Thank you so much, Nancy.
Thank you
so much.
Looking
forward to the next time.
It's been a blast when we connect. And
I know.
I'm so grateful that you're having me on. I had so much fun, and I look forward to coming back, and definitely would love to speak to your listeners as well. So,
all righty. Thank you so much. You have a fantastic evening. We're going to move on
and have
the rest of the evening.
Yeah.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Oh, that was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that. And I enjoy you guys coming by and taking part in our new format. What we're doing is trying out doing a two-hour format with two different guests. And what we're doing this evening, because we wanted to make sure everything was well with Nancy on her first time, is we're going to do a rebroadcast of our Paranormal Friday. She spoke a lot about the Akashic Records and soul connections. We talked about a lot of that on Paranormal Friday. So I hope you can sit back and enjoy the rest of this evening's show. And for all of you who are listening, thank you. I appreciate you, and God bless.
Blog Talk Radio.
Paranormal Fridays, join Angel and Mike. Let us twist your ear for a moment and share some quality time together talking about the passionate topics within the paranormal spectrum. A loose, fun approach to learn and relate to all our childlike wonderments of the beautiful mysteries of the paranormal. And now, I welcome you all to this Paranormal Friday.
Hey there, Mike. How are you doing tonight?
Hi, I'm good. How about yourself, Angel?
I'm doing great. Had some, that the phones were, lines were just ringing, and here we are as we show up for Paranormal Friday. So I hope everybody's ready for a good time, because we're going to have a good time, because we have a fun subject tonight. What are we talking about tonight?
Heck yeah. Oh, my God. I'm looking forward to the Akashic Records. Did I say it right this time?
The Akashic Records.
The Akashic Records. I just wanted to get that out there right away. I got a problem with saying the word, but yeah.
Yeah, because if you can say the word, you can be okay. You have to be able to say the word. And, you know, it's really interesting. There's so much going on in the world today. And to choose that as the subject for a conversation, I think is kind of cool because, man, if I understand what people are saying, accessing the Akashic Records means that you have access to all time, past, present, and future.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, it sounds a lot like some therapy that we could all use right now.
Therapy. Let me write that down. We need to do some therapy. really bad, but it is a crazy time. And one wonders if you have the ability to look at the Akashic Records, and you could see what's coming. How do we keep making the same? You know, we won't call them mistakes. We'll call them a questionable decisions as human beings on the planet, because. Doesn't it feel like we've been here before to you?
Absolutely.
That's the thing that always fits for me. So, you know, full disclosure, I actually am a medium. That's one of the things that I do is I do Akashic Record readings. And I'm always amazed when I take someone through the process, assessing and reviewing somebody's, you know, Akashic Records. And a lot of people don't know that the person that kind of woke us up in this conversation was Edgar Casey. You know who Edgar Casey is?
He called it the Book of Life, I believe.
Yes, he did. And, you know, his learnings, his deep dives, I like to call them, because his meditative state that he went into, his channeling process, unconscious, he got so much information, and he was so accurate to when his own passing was going to come. He was so accurate. A lot of what he did was through the process of accessing the Akashic Records, and I think it's really, really fascinating, and I'm wondering, you know, why we tap into it more today than we normally have. I mean, if I told you that you could sit down and not just, you know, out of, you know, fun and so forth, but kind of look into the future.
Pure curiosity.
Look in the past. Yeah, pure curiosity. It's more than just curiosity, right? You can look at your past and your past life experiences to see, you know, what your hang-ups are, what your fears are, and, you know, why would you want to do that? So I'm going to set you up. You're the audience participant. Why would you want to do that, Mike?
Well, everyone wants to be steered in the right direction. You know, nobody wants to be led down some type of dead end in life. Why not take advantage if you can kind of raise yourself up just to a certain point where you can see just ahead, you can see where you're at, and you can see you know, what happened in the past. You know, if you can learn from all of those things, then it's not so intimidating to know that maybe if you just keep on trusting your gut and your intuition gotten us this far, that we can remain on track with just subtle changes or choices that we make in our lives.
Every day, right?
Right.
Every day. And that's the beauty of it. You know, I think about what we're going through right now. And, you know, you see everything that's happening in the world with Russia and Ukraine, and you see the decisions that Putin is making, and you see the atrocities and the anguish. And the world is in such a dark place right now. And, you know, the way that the Akashic Records has always been described to me in my learnings was like a large library of information where you could go in and access your, you know, book of life, so to speak, so that you can learn and grow. It's like the purpose of being here is to grow. That's what I was always taught.
Cool, for the soul.
For the soul, yeah, and the evolution. So it's like if you had the opportunity to see something that was going to happen. So like if you did a deep dive and you saw this was coming, would you do something about it? Or do you let it happen because it's ordained, it's providence, it's destiny.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, it's something that you may not consciously think you need or want, but someone else makes that decision for you down the road if it doesn't happen.
Yeah, yeah, that's always the hard conversation for me in dealing with these types of things, because it's asked of me from time to time, and I you know, kind of get there myself. It's like, if terrible things are going to happen, why can't we just stop them if we have all these fabulous gifts? You know, why can't we stop the war, the shooting of Abraham Lincoln and Ford's Theater? How can we can't stop these things? And so the other thing, go ahead.
No, go ahead. That's fine.
I was just going to say another thing that I was always taught is like access the Akashic Records to change the path of destiny.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's what I was taught. This is what it is. It was like a discussion point. How do you feel about it? Because it's like, I get a little twisted around it too. If somebody comes to me and then we do a guided process to access it, to look at it, we can look at the past to find the answers to, you know, why am I this way? Why do I have these kinds of relationships? And blah blah blah.
Yeah.
But we look into the future and say, on Tuesday, don't go into work. Is that okay?
Well, I mean, that's pretty drastic, you know, to have it dictate, you know, an important day and a necessary day in our normal routine lives that we have to get through. But if you're being told that, I would definitely continue trusting my intuition, trusting my gut. Like you said, there might have been something that happened that we experienced in a past life that has given us this hang up or this feeling, you know, towards something
or causing
in particular.
Us to make the decisions that we make or something, right?
Right, or the hesitation towards the decision, you know, the hesitation to etch anything in stone, you know, could be one of them too.
Oh, and, yeah.
You know.
Because you still have choice and you still have freedom of your will. And so to me, it's a resource. And so like an example I gave, if I and a group of my peers all got the same touch when we looked at the future and we saw a disaster, are we now responsible to let everybody know so that they don't go over there? Or do
right.
we let the disaster happen? Because it is in the Akashic Records, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Right, which means it has happened, it is happening, it will happen, but – Well, you would like to think that it's a fluid, live, you know, some people describe it as a whole nother dimension of itself, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's always moving. It's always changing. And I believe we have the power to change it. And it might just all come to, you know, the whole saying, it starts with you, you know, it starts with you.
That's well said.
Yeah.
That's well said. And I always like the idea that it's learning. You know, I talk about the learning. I am a forever seeker. You know, if I had my dithers, I'd win $50 million and I'd live on a mountaintop and I would just learn and meditate to get more whole, closer to that whole experience. And
wow,
plugging
yeah.
into the Akashic, that sounds great.
It does. I was right there with you on the top of that mountain.
Oh, man. I distracted myself there. But the Akashic Records, it's like a tool because we all have experience. You know, you go to work, you say something to a coworker, and you can feel that it didn't land right. So you're like, what did I do? How do I shift as you go? You meditate, you connect in your process. And one of the tools that you have, right, is the Akashic Records to go and check out that chapter in your life book section that says, why do you growl when somebody asks you if you want coffee?
Yeah, it's
and
the
then
database.
You find, right? Yeah, it has all that stuff is in there for you to touch on so that you can, you know, grow and build. And yeah, curiosity, there's a lot of curiosity out
yeah.
there. Sometimes people
understand.
Just want to know, you know.
Yeah, or just understand.
Was I a pirate?
Right.
I like pirate movies. Was I ever a pirate? You know, that kind of thing.
Right, yeah. You go around watching a lot of rated R movies, you know. Why? Oh, I was a pirate. No wonder, you know.
Well, you just made those pirates rated R just like that.
It's a misconception.
Like, oh,
there's a lot of, you know, gentlemen pirates. I'm sure.
Yes, there are. Yeah, as they're gutting you, they're very polite.
Yeah, it's a clean blade.
Yes. But it's, you know, I'm fascinated by, you know, the various ways in which people speak about accessing the Akashic Records and the ascended masters that look over the Akashic Records and are with us. And, you know, if you look around the internet or what have you, go to workshops, you can hear some different things, and that can be confusing to people. Like, why is all the information different? If the Akashic Records are what they are, and they are speaking this truth and the line in the stream that is your existence in the universe, shouldn't it all be the same? How is it that different people are kind of speaking different things when they talk about it?
It's shared. It's a shared consciousness. It's starting to sound a lot like that, you know. It actually sounds like it encapsulates a lot of different things, you know, and it really does. For example, a shared consciousness, that sounds like something that we can tap into maybe through our higher self. Is our higher self the one that contains these records, and are we actually, you know, tuned in a lot of different things when we are tuned in with our higher self, and the Akashic Records just happen to be one of the tools that we have access to. But yeah, you're talking about methods, and you know, I came across, you know, it seems like it is part of a meditative method. I came across some particular specific intentional prayers that led to roads to the Akashic Records, you know?
Excuse me, I was drinking some water. I'm sorry, a little self-care there. That's really interesting, too, because, you know, when you go through the process of being taught to read the Akashic Records, you are taught, you know, a meditation or invocation that I found over time, because I've tapped a couple of different people and organizations through my learning, and it's really about what that particular modality follows and who's leading it and what they use. Some people use some of the teachings from, you know, Ed Casey, because it's Rudolf Steiner and Ed Casey are the people that you look to in history that are like, these are the guys that talked, that started the conversation for the most part,
right,
about,
yeah,
you know, Akashic Records and this kind of growth of the medium craze and the clairvoyance and seances back in the day in Europe. But it's been a long time. And so I would imagine there are different things in which, different ways, I should say, that you can access it, because people change things and people, you know, evolve things, and they add stuff and take stuff away as it applies to you or whomever it is,
right,
or whatever group you're working with.
Yeah, different strokes, different folks.
Different strokes. Different. I love that. Different strokes for different folks. So if you were to access the Akashic Records right now, what would you?
Right now, from what I gathered to this point in my life, I would probably look for like an acoustical, like a sound or a sound and a vibration. You know, I picture a sound bath, you know, just tuned in just right.
I like that.
You know, to where I can vibrate, you know, in or out of something, you know, whether it be a meditative state, a portal, or the Akashic Records. I believe I may have very well experienced something along them lines. I won't go into too much of it, but it had to do with a sound I heard over the telephone, and it was a hertz. It was a frequency that I heard that seemed to oscillate in and out, and I got real emotional. And it's weird, but I felt the consciousness of a couple of past relatives that I had, and I felt their ashamement of how they left and the mark that they left, you know, all within a matter of seconds. And I became really emotional, and I was just wondering, you know, what did I tap into there? And it was a real emotional state, but it was as if I had the knowledge of everything that I needed to know. And, you know, some of it, my gut was telling me as I was experiencing it, I told you were right. Yes, you were right. Of course you were right. Yes, you were right. And it seemed to spark an awakening. I'll call it that. I'll be brave enough to call it that. You know, I do chalk it up as one awakening, not one almighty, you know, one and only awakening. There's many awakenings, and I believe that was one. But yeah, I would look towards sound right now and vibration, meditative form.
So really good what you described, because that's exactly what it is. It's, if you could imagine being in a space where you are in a multi-dimensional condition, where you are out in the middle of the divine source, accessing information, touching and feeling and communicating with all aspects of your personal being and everything that you were in the past to this moment and everyone that you engaged with, all in this one moment.
Wow, that's powerful.
Just like that, right?
Yeah.
And so
yeah,
when you first access it, especially if you try it on your own. And I want to say, you know, we have these conversations because we're having our intent is to sit and talk and have a paranormal discussion without an agenda, if I could say that.
Yeah.
So we learn stuff all the time too when we plan these shows, but we don't plan them to the point where we're like regimented and we're going to say this and this. We want to just talk about it. And when you do, I want to make sure I'm not encouraging people to do things without taking the time to understand it. So
yeah,
if you're going to dabble in the Akashic Records, take the time to understand what you're going to do because what I just described, what Mike just described, can be really overwhelming if you're not prepared for it. It'll be like putting 15 stereo systems, there's my age, stereo systems, in your home with speakers everywhere and turning them all on at the same time.
Yeah.
And that would be overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. It would deter you from trying it again, maybe. Yeah.
And it might awaken you to something that you know you may not be prepared for. Because through the eyes of life and looking back at the things that you've experienced in the past, a lot of us have experienced some pretty horrifying things.
Yes.
So now you might be opening yourself up to trauma. So then, you know, should one, as you are, you know, learning to access
right.
the Akashic Record, do you include some sort of, should you have some sort of vetting as being able to handle people and take people through stuff as they are, encounter something that's traumatizing in their past?
I would have to prepare them. That's definitely some information I would want to know, is to prepare myself for something that my subconscious may have hidden from me and quote unquote to protect me, which I just think might be a mechanism of survival that maybe we no longer need. You know, we still have these visors on our peripheral vision sometimes and for survival mode, and I think it might inhibit us from using something like the records to learn from. But yeah, to prepare for some emotional, you know, like mine was pretty emotional, you know, and I believe it's because, you know, I do believe you need to deal with it. You know, subconscious wants to lock it away and let's move on, you know, and a lot of times we have to go back. We think, you know, we've gone, you know, so far and we've learned so much. But I think it's swirls and cycles, you know, we revisit aspects that we thought we've already moved on from and realize that there's a new element to the onion that we haven't learned yet. So
yeah.
I would go with, it can be very emotional, especially with people that had a lot of emotional, you know, things that happened in their life, tragic things. But from everything I've gathered, it does sound like we do need to deal with them at some level in some aspect. And maybe the Akashic Records would be, you know, a safer venue than a lot of other ways. But, yeah, I would definitely be prepared.
Right. You know, and I always kind of think of life is about the lessons, you know, whether it's work or your personal life, like working out, you know, when you work out, you just,
yes.
as you weaken your muscle, you make this muscle stronger.
Right.
And,
love it.
You know, I'm going to share an experience I had just recently because I was preparing for this show.
Okay.
You know, Mike and I talk about what are you going to talk about, you know, next month. And we have a bunch of different subjects and this one came up and we both got really excited about it. And I'm
yeah.
like, I am going to go back. So I used to do these Akashic Records deep dives and readings when I was with a group. That's what we did. It was like way long time ago. And so I, you know, did some meditation to connect to kind of get that back. And so, you know, my friend, I went through the process of losing my mother. I know you went through that recently, and it's painful.
Yes.
And
yes.
and we've commiserated about just the pain and getting over it. So I was in this process and I had the most crazy powerful sit down conversation with my mom. Literally. Where she's like, I was in a chair and I'm like, am I like in an interrogation room? It was just a room with a chair. There was nothing there. And then my mother came and sat me down. Now here's the weird thing about it, as if that's not weird enough. The weird thing about it, I don't remember the conversation. Bits
Ooh,
and pieces of it,
yes.
bits and pieces of it unveil from time to time. And it's so weird. Like something happened, and I was like, "That's what she was talking about."
Wow.
And she, yes. you know, we had this long. This long conversation, and it reminds me of how you talk about missing time, because I
yeah.
literally was it was I was out for like 25 minutes. And then I was semi-aware, and she gave me the gist of her message was, I need you to be okay now. You can go on. I'm good. It's been long enough. And I woke up, and I felt fantastic, and I've been feeling great. But, Mike, every day or every other day, something unveils from this conversation that we had.
Wow.
I've never experienced anything like that before.
It's like it releases itself in micro doses, you know, it gets sucked into our subconscious right away. And he might not understand, it live right there. Conscious knows what to do with it. And, it knows it's a time release capsule type thing, you know, everything's timing. And it'll give you a little bit here and a little bit there. And that's so beautiful, actually. And it does sound like, you know, that, you know, you were holding on, right? I mean, it sounds like she's telling you, honey, you're holding on tight. You're still holding on. I mean, it's like, it's understandable. I get it, honey. But yeah, wow.
It was powerful. It was powerful. Because I literally, you know, That's what you just described is exactly what I walked away with. We're going, oh man, that's great. I feel great. My legs and pains are starting to go away, and I'm getting up and going to the gym in the morning and all this stuff because I was just in this little ball of just absolute loss. And so the thing that's interesting about it for me in telling the story is that happened when I accessed my Akashic Records. All this time I've been meditating and connecting with the masters, connecting with the Christ, all that stuff, trying to reach out to my mom. Every once in a while I get a little tap. But then I did this exercise of connecting to my Akashic Records, and boom, she was
that's
right
where
there.
You,
and we just
that's,
went.
Wow. You know, I often wondered, you know, when we lose a loved one, the amount of thought and how much of them that we hold on to, you know, you know, we're very powerful with our thoughts and minds, and I believe they are too, even on the other side. But there may be an aspect to us being on this side that's very powerful. They can't move on 100%, you know, especially when they're as close as next to kin as like a mother, you know. That motherly love is strong. In the wild kingdom, it's all over the place. You don't mess with mama, and maybe mama can't move on 100,000% unless her baby is okay with knowing that you know there is a time that we do need to let go, not all the way. You know what I mean? I don't even want to say that because it never ever goes away. But it's definitely something that it's on our plate. It's on your plate. It's on my plate. It's something that we're learning from this time around. And, wow, that's an amazing, beautiful story.
Thank you. I'm still sitting. It was literally this last week. And it just, you know, I walk every day. And the beautiful part of that, as I think about it, and, you know, for the listeners, if you heard the story and you think about it, my goodness, what if I did that every day? It'd be just like talking to my mom, like she was here. Do we have the ability to do that? Would we be more whole and less distracted by the pain of death if we knew we could just reach up and tap into them whenever we wanted to?
Yes, but there's so many distractions out there, and I sometimes wonder if society even leaves us enough time in the day for anything quality healing like that, you know. There's a lot of things that I don't get every day, and I you know, it's easy to talk the talk, but man, I'm telling you, I'd be the first to admit it. It's a challenge to do the walk. You know, I'm a big meditation guy, and I think I've talked to you about this too, where you feel like I got these superpowers, you know, and they might as well be superpowers. And you would think somebody that's got superpowers, they would use them all the time. And no, I get lazy. I get lackadaisical. I put things off. There's a lot of distractions that happen in our lives. And, you know, you would think that, oh, wow, you know, they would just tap in. Let me just tap into the Akashic Records to figure this out.
Yeah,
know?
Just real quick. I'll be right
and,
back.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I'm back. Yeah, I got an answer for you. You know, I don't think it works that way. I think you got to give it a lot of respect, a lot of intention, intentional prayer. Call it what you want. You know, I think it's prayer. I've always believed in the word prayer. And, If you're asking for it, be careful. You're going to get it, you know, and just be prepared.
It is. What I love about what you just said that's beautiful is, you know, it is prayer. And that's like the gorilla in the room, because the thing about metaphysics is a lot of people either love the word prayer or they hate the word prayer. But
right.
You can't do wrong with prayer. Whoever you are, a prayer is the connection to
the. You just hear the
divine
word and you automatically think,
to love,
you know, Jehovah's Witness, St. Anthony of the Roman Catholic Conjurer of the Vatican. You know, I mean, prayer.
There are people that are wounded from their experience growing up that step away from kind of the more traditional processes into kind of what people might call the pseudoscience or, you know, in metaphysics and Akashic Records is where we talk about that stuff. And, you know, there's a lot of books. I'm going to put a link up as a resource with some really great books for people. But I wanted to share with you, I'm pulling this up here because I use this a lot. And so what I'm going to do is Linda Howe is one of the forerunners in this category that talking about Akashic Records and other fabulous, wonderful spiritual processes. And she's got a book called Discover Your Soul's Path Through the Akashic Records. And in this, she gives a really great, easy, simple way for the layman to just go in and access your Akashic record. So you said the word prayer. I'm going to read you the Akashic Records opening prayer that she shares through her work. And this is, the Pathway Prayer Process, which is copywritten and used by Linda and the folks that connect with her through her process. So here it is, the opening prayer to opening up the Akashic Records. And so we do acknowledge the forces of light, asking for guidance, direction, and courage to know the truth. As it is revealed for our highest good and the highest good of everyone connected to us, O Holy Spirit God, protect me from all forms of self-centeredness and direct my attention to the work at hand. Help me to know myself in the light of the Akashic Records, to see myself through the eyes of the Lords of the Records, and enable me to share the wisdom and compassion that the masters, teachers, and loved ones of me have for me. The records are now open. So here's the thing. If you're listening to this and you're focused, you just accessed, opened your Akashic Records. Do you get that?
Yes.
I challenge you, if you guys are listening, you can come back and listen to that and go back to that part and close your eyes and listen to that so you're not distracted by the reading of it. And see how you feel. Ask yourself questions. How do you feel right now, Mike?
I felt like I was shown a lot.
Share
I felt
some
like
of it. If you're open to it, share some of it with us that you said.
Okay. I felt my feet being heavy. Solid to the ground right here, yet my head felt lighter and lighter, like it was being stretched, but in a good way, being stretched because it's about to accommodate a lot of information that I never laid my eyes on, you know. And I think it goes with, you know, not knowing the right thing to ask. You know, I think I've always had an issue with just not knowing the right thing to ask. You know, like, I want to get there. I'll do everything that I can to get there. But once I get there, you know, I'm flabbergasted by the information, and it's just so beautiful. And I think a part of it is I'm just so easy. You know, I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. I seen some shimmering lights in a bookcase, 24 karat gold.
You're like watching the stuff go by.
Yeah, it's like I'll see things and I'll go, okay, I get it. I know it's there. I feel like I'm cheating. You know, let me get back to school. Yeah, that's beautiful, and I do plan on going back and listening to that, just in case I was distracted a little bit too.
That's okay, because you're like on the show, but even
right.
even in this distracting, engaging process mm-hmm. you're in, you got a touch into your Akashic records, and I want to say something for you and anybody else who's listening, because you said something that we all say, and that's, I don't know what to ask, and it's like you finally get to the origin, and you're standing in front of the big thing that's there, whatever it is in your imagination, and it says, welcome, human. What are your three questions? And all of a sudden you're like, you know, because it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
And so one of the things I say when I guide people through this process is like, don't worry about what there is to ask at first.
Yeah.
Let the information come. Like, what did you see? And that's where you're going to start being able to understand what to ask, if that makes sense. So, like, what was mm-hmm. one thing you saw? What was one thing you saw?
Stacks of thin gold, like a giant book, but gold, and it was beautifully stacked, and it was presented beautifully, and it had two beautiful golden doors that opened to open its guts to me. But it was a lot of work. It was beautifully set. I didn't know where to begin.
Okay, so as a reader, and I'm not looking, because, you know, you got to ask people permission to access their Akashic records. So that's my teachings. That's what I've been taught, and I'm a firm believer in there have to be permissions, because this is the deepest, most intimate part of your soul.
Yes.
Right? And so yeah. I wasn't looking at anything for you as you were doing it. I was going through my own trip.
Okay.
I was saying it. But as I hear what you're saying it's beautiful. That's your soul path right there. You weaved that book. That's you. Do you get that?
Yeah. It reminded me a lot, like, you know, how amplifiers are stacked up. You know, there's a reason
yeah.
why they have that shape to it. It's because it needs to absorb. You know, it's like a database. I go back to, you know, it just makes me think of higher technology than we can fathom right now. That could quite
that.
Possibly be the Akashic records too. You know, mantras will get you there. It sounds like meditation, breath work.
Yes.
There's a lot of different things that it looks like you can mix in there, you know?
Well, it's about how you get there. And so this is how I describe it when I talk to people. There's the library in the center of the big, beautiful city. How many ways can you get there? You can take a helicopter. You can land on a private jet. You can
yes.
drive. You can take the bus. You can take a train.
Yeah, how
there's
fun.
So many different – yeah, you can walk. You can hike to it. There are so many ways that you can get to that library. So there's no one right way.
Yeah.
There's the way that you connect to the best.
Wow. See, yeah.
I was watching, I think I shared with you that my husband bought me the full CD set of The Old In Search Of, hosted by Leonard Nimoy back in the 70s.
Yeah.
I was
yes,
so delighted. It was like so cool getting this little Pack, but we watch it sometimes. And in their first season, they have an episode on Saint Germain, who is like the keeper of the Akashic Records.
Yes.
And what's her name? I think it's Elizabeth Clare Prophet was the priest, I guess you would call her priestess, and the person that had the violent flame process with Saint Germain and Akashic Records. And I was like, oh my God, I watched this episode with him. And then it woke up. Like, I remember going through this process when my mom was a big follower of Elizabeth Clare Prophet. And I'm like, and here we are again.
Wow.
This, you know, here we're going to talk about the way life just circles. It's like we are going in a circle at all times.
Yep.
We always come back to the same place at some point in time. How are we going to be different? That's what I believe. I believe like everything you're doing right now, when you have the eventual step where you go from this life to whatever your next step is, and you're the next life and you're going around a circle and you reach this point, for me the goal is to make more evolved decisions and have a more powerful experience because of the stuff that you learned today. Well, how about if you could speed that up by looking at that stuff by accessing your Akashic Records, right?
Yeah, I'm telling you, it's like you're making somebody proud and they're giving you more and more stuff. Like, hey, Billy, look, old Mike down here he's starting to notice this stuff. And they're like, oh, let's take a look at Mike. Oh, here, let me throw this. Oh, look, he is starting to notice. You know, you're starting to, you know, let me throw a feather down. Like, oh, wow, yeah, he's starting to ground himself. And, you know, so you make him proud. And you start to see more of this stuff, and you become more tapped in to these things, and like everything else, it's a practice, I believe. And as long as you're practicing, you know, eventually you'll get better. Eventually you'll get better, like you said.
Oh man, absolutely, and it's the practicing. You know, a discipline is needed to ground yourself and clear yourself and center yourself in the world where it's like everything's flying around you like a hurricane. You have the ability to stop and seek calm center. And now you can access this resource that can help you find your purpose. How many people right now are lost and don't know their purpose?
Yeah, a majority. Majority.
And so that is the power. For me, of the, you know, accessing the Akashic Records. So before we move in, since we're getting to the near the end, I want to be respectful of the process. When you access the Akashic Records and open them, you have to close them. So I'm going to read the closing prayer because I left you there standing in front of your Akashic Records, and I'm not going to send you walking around the rest of your day without closing the prayer. So this is...
okay.
So
yeah, just like a lot of other things. I get it. Okay. Did not know that at all. Oh. It's beautiful.
Okay, so I would like to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for their love and compassion. I would like to thank the lords of the Akashic Records for their point of view, the Holy Spirit of Light for all knowledge and healing. The records are now closed. Amen. The records are now closed. Amen. The records are now closed. So if you experience that, what that does is, just so you know, I watched, I can't do it anymore because I do too much mediumship now and stuff, but I used to watch horror movies like they were candy because they were so good. And there's like, you play with a Ouija board and you don't do this and you leave this open and then the demons will follow you. You know, I don't follow the occult. We're going to have to talk about that one night, add that to that subject for another time.
Yeah.
But
yes,
with the Akashic Records, it's not that evil things or things will access you if you leave the door open. So you do the opening prayer, you and your friends get together, you guys, you know, do a process and then you forget to close in prayer, you're not going to have weird things happen because it's a supportive, completely wonderful, non-problematic. But it's just overwhelming is all. So now you, because there's a lot of information. So if you open
right.
it and you have access to it and you go about your day and then you're sitting down, you're trying to eat, you know, eat your dinner and then go to bed, you're going to lay there and you could be just continuing to get information because you're still plugged into the library.
Yeah, it's a
right?
portal of information, yeah, that you left open.
Absolutely. So, again, for those of you who are just listening, what I was doing is I was reading the from Linda Howe's book, Discover Your Soul's Path Using Akashic Records. The opening prayer to open the Akashic records and the closing prayer to close them. And I will post all this information along with some really cool books that you can look at and get some information. And we'd love to hear from you. Mike, why don't you tell them how they, where's that Facebook information? You're the keeper of the Facebook, Akashic Facebook page there.
Oh, the page that I created? Sorry, what is it?
Yeah. Our page. So I wanted to let them know where to go to find us so
oh, okay.
that I can drop all this information and they can get it.
Okay. Yeah. Put it on our Paranormal Fridays page.
So Paranormal Fridays. Just straight up Paranormal Fridays, right?
Paranormal Fridays.
There we are. I see you right there. And if you can't find it, just go to the New Age Guild. You'll see it sitting right there. / Paranormal Fridays. And we post everything there. We have our prior shows there, and I will post this information there as well. And if you have questions, please do. Let's, you know, ask questions. Let's make this place, let's light this place on fire.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look and see. I had a question I was going to ask you because I'm looking at my notes, you know, about the Akashic Records. Yes, here's it. Okay. So I know that you've experienced tragedy, just like all of us have experienced tragedy. As you get more knowledgeable and you become more comfortable, have you considered how your life could evolve, improve, if you go back through the Akashic Records and kind of get closure on the tragedies
mm-hmm.
that you've lived through?
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that's key. That's definitely key, and that might be a very common issue and a problem. You know, a lot of people they don't want to face them and deal with them, and me for one. But to go back, to circle back, and to experience it, and to see it in your higher self's eyes, you know, what people describe in near death experiences, the NDEs. You know, it sounds a lot like the Akashic Records in a sense when you're going back and you're seeing yourself as a kid. You know, you're
yeah,
seeing yourself,
the past,
you're, right?
The,
you see
the,
it,
the life. What do they call that? Life go by you.
Right. My whole life just flashed in front of my eyes. You know, it's a real
yes.
common thing, and that sounds once again, it sounds a lot like revisiting, you know, records, a database. Something that has, is, and will always be happening, and it's a shared thing. You know, we think it's so singular until we step into that other side, and we realize instantaneously, wow, this is all shared. So this is what I imagine it being on the other side. Is this is exactly what everyone was talking about? This is exactly what this is, the shared consciousness. This is how we will learn. This is why our gut tells us this and that, and this is why some people don't care, and this is why, you know, we had to go through this hardship and this pain in order to appreciate anything else that's considered good in our lives. So, if anything, just like anything else, I would suggest embracing whatever it is. Just like when the gate to my Akashic records was open, it looked overwhelming, but it was beautiful, and I'm going to embrace it. You know.
Wow, you're right. It says it's your beautiful life, and everything about you was beautiful as a human being, was beautiful, wonderful, beings of light in this human carrying case, so to speak.
Yeah.
And when you can really look and see, and you described something when you talked about the experience you had that I loved, is you talked about how it felt and like these multimedia conditions that you were in, like you felt, you heard the sound, you felt, it was this washed with all these different sensory connections being in the Akashic Records. And I'm going to ask you this. Didn't you feel more whole?
Oh, heck yeah. Heck yeah.
And that's the thing. You know, when you're the sound healing, you talk about a sound, you know, you create a process where you're surrounded by different vessels that send out frequencies, and you send them at the client, and it has the most amazing effect because we are 70% water.
Water, yes.
Right? And so it gets it in us, and it resonates and causes everything in our bodies. We've got the healing comes, the remembrance comes, the chakras light up. And if you allow yourself to go deep inside and let go, you will awaken your access to those records. And knowing what's on them is key to getting rid of all this junk we carry around with every day. And there's so much of it.
Yeah.
So much of it. And, you know, and I don't know about you, my friend, I'm tired. I feel like, you know, on this, I think it's Wednesday's the anniversary of the shutdown, 2 years.
Wow.
And if you looked at your Akashic Records, you will see that was meant to be. This whole thing we went through is part of the lesson this society had to go through.
Yeah.
And did we learn anything? There's a question. What did we learn? I feel like a mom. What did you learn? What did we learn? What was the?
You know, there was a lot of aspects to the way that we were going about our normal lives that got real up close and physical with other people. You know, maybe too close. You know, maybe we got to the point where we're swapping spit with people. Maybe it's time to look at things in a biological, microscopic, more of a microscopic understand. You know, like when I remember when I first heard the information about, you know, like for example, if you're in a clean bathroom, you flush the toilet. You know, the germs and everything that spread in the air and how far it actually goes is something that just, you know,
yeah,
blew my mind. You know, so maybe it, you know, maybe we could off a little bit. I mean, I don't like the way that sounds. I think we should be close, but maybe just not, you know, spitting at each other quite as much as we used to. I don't know.
It's so weird. And, you know, I don't like that I've become super sanitary. You know, I'm super, super, super sanitary, and because we've been conditioned. And we can have this conversation and add this to the list of things to talk about. There's so much information out there about all the systems and energies programming us. And that's the process that they're programming us to feel a certain way so that we're more malleable in the control process, right?
Right. Yeah. Desensitization.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Right.
I'm just saying. So what could happen for you if you feel programmed? Because I hear that a lot. You feel programmed. If you could access the Akashic Records, if for no other reason to touch your center at your soul's core and feel who you were put in this universe to be, nobody can program you.
No one
can program you.
Right. If I got some information that I was confident that I absolutely did receive from this place that I just entered, I would roll with that to the end if you think I trust my gut, you know, I would trust my Akashic record experience.
Ah.
Yeah,
I see a T-shirt
sure.
and a bumper sticker here. And, I miss talking to you every day, but
yeah.
I think it makes this program so much more fun because we're not in the same proximities anymore. And it's so fun to talk to you tonight. I'm really glad
yeah.
that we were able to make this happen.
I am too. I missed you. Thank you.
I know. And everybody, if you have more questions, because, you know, this is a real subject that we could go on and on and on about. We have a lot of fun things. We want to finish the month off. And we're open to suggestions. And so please visit us on Facebook. You can see us up here on the New Age Guild at Paranormal Fridays. There's a link right there, / Paranormal Fridays. And I believe, Mike, you put some really cool things up there to look at that you have for sale. So if you haven't, please put them up there because I think that some of the stuff that you've designed are really good tools for focus for people to meditate and transmit. So that's
Aww.
My pitch.
Okay. Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yeah. Awesome.
So, yeah. Time flies when you're having fun. We only have 2 minutes left.
Oh, man.
It's
yeah.
Over.
Well,
it's
quality time. It's quality time.
It is quality time. It was a lot of fun. We're going to send out some emails and stuff to let everybody know what we're going to do next week. And please let us know what you think. So I'm Angel.
Here you go. I'm Mike.
Who are you? And thank you for listening to Paranormal Fridays. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.